Miriama Wilson is from Kahungunu, Ki Wairo, Ngāti Tūwhareto, Ngāti Raukawa, and is part of a group of scientists at Auckland University, Waipapa Taumatarau, who are testing alcohol consumption, tracking wastewater in what is the first big trial of that kaupapa in New Zealand. And thank you for joining us on the program, Tuhine. Kia ora, Miriama, welcome.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora, what's your area of speciality and interest, Miriama?
So for this research, I did my master's at the University of Auckland. So that was back in 2021. And so it's considered analytical chemistry. So we analysed wastewater from 10 different regions around New Zealand, including Westport, Dunedin, Queenstown, Christchurch, Palmerston North, Wairoa, and four wastewater treatment plants in Auckland.
Tēnā koe, we're looking at alcohol consumption. I didn't realise that the wastewater would be so revealing, but it is. Why were you testing for alcohol consumption? What's behind that?
Yes, so alcohol is actually our most harmful drug in New Zealand, but obviously it's legal. It causes so much harm in diseases such as cancer, cardiovascular disease, causes car crashes, and also violence. So it doesn't actually just affect the person consuming alcohol. It also affects their whānau, their friends, their community, and everyone. So that's really why we wanted to investigate. And to just monitor, make sure there weren't regions that were just so much higher than everyone else. So we can give that evidence to Te Whatu Ora and the Ministry of Health and kind of provide that evidence for, like, new policies and things.
Well, one thing I did note, hearing a bit of a report of the research, Miriama, is that the south side is not the heaviest drinking area in New Zealand. I guess many might have expected it to be just that, but that wasn't what you found. Talk with us about the regional results and some of the thinking behind why they might be so.
So our most exciting finding, especially for me, was finding that South Auckland was the lowest in all of the 10 regions that we found. And that really, like, disproved unfair and prejudicial stereotypes. And so we really hope that New Zealanders can overcome their stereotype that Māori and Pacifica are big drinkers, because clearly we've shown that they're not. And so we found, and actually it was smaller population settlement sizes. So smaller towns like Westport, unfortunately, had the highest in New Zealand. But the point of the research wasn't to blame Westport, as they were still very similar to the average. So
I guess it doesn't break it down to what's in there. I mean, alcohol's alcohol, isn't it? It doesn't discern between, say, spirits and beer.
No, we can't tell the difference between beer or wine or anything else. We just measure the ethanol content. So what gives you that good feeling in alcohol?
And I know that there have been similar or complementary research programs about methamphetamine use. Were you looking for that as well, or just for the ethanol?
So I was only looking at ethanol, but we were kind of piggybacking off that program as well. So my supervisor at ESR Christchurch, he is kind of the leader of that wastewater drug analysis. So because they were already sampling from those regions, it meant that our research was a lot easier. We could go to those councils and we could ask for their permission to use it for our research. But obviously they were already being sampled and things, so it made our research a lot easier.
And I guess there couldn't be a breakdown of ethnicity too, where the ethanol was derived from. It all comes out the same, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, so it cannot identify any drinkers. And that's like the advantage of our work, is you can't identify anyone and it's more accurate. And it's cheaper than sales and survey information, which really rely on self biases, I guess,
yeah,
when asking
I understand what you're saying there. So what are the implications here? What's the information going to be used for, Miriama?
So we've given that data to Te Whatu Ora, and they're really interested in it, and they're hoping to set up a sort of a long-term project just to keep monitoring alcohol in New Zealand and make sure it's just not peaking. Interested in things like the Rugby World Cup, when they changed the policy to open bars earlier, and I wanted to see if that actually increased alcohol consumption.
Well, that's interesting. Have there been, or has there been a similar study that you compare to?
So there was a smaller study in New Zealand, but they didn't actually conduct, so they didn't do the actual analysis in New Zealand. They sent it overseas. But yes, we did compare our results, and they are very similar as well. So we found that New Zealanders on average were drinking about one standard drink per day, so per person.
And how does that compare internationally?
So we're actually a lot lower than we expected. We're lower than Australia, the UK, US, Canada, all the major, I guess, our Western sisters and brothers.
Have there been cause for spikes? So if your testing was on a particular day, perhaps after an event, there might be more booze in the wastewater or residue, let's put it that way, in the wastewater than perhaps if that event wasn't on. Were there any indications of that nature?
Yes, so that was really exciting. We got to see the results as they came in, and then we could pinpoint the day and look back and say, what was happening this day? Why is there such a massive peak? And we found things like long weekends, Queen's Birthday and Anzac Day. People were drinking a lot more than usual because they had a day off the next day. Things like Dunedin, they had a massive spike for their Re-O Week party. And Queenstown even has their largest or their highest consumption on the day of the Stallions stripper male review show.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, it's quite revealing, isn't it? Who would think that you could derive all of this information out of our wastewater? But there you go. Well, look, congratulations on where this is at. What's the follow-up from your end?
So for me, I've started my PhD and I'm doing wastewater analysis again, but I'm looking for things like health biomarkers such as cancer in our wastewater. So the potential for wastewater analysis is just massive. So hopefully we can show some cancer rates in New Zealand soon.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program, Miriama. It's been a pleasure having a cordial with you. Ngā mihi.
Thank you so much.
Tēnā koe. Have a good day.